Are you resigning from the Missouri House?
Yes, I am.
Can you explain why?
Well, there's been several rumors floating around the Capitol, some of them true, some of them not. It's personal things that need to be handled between myself and my family, and that's where we're addressing these issues now. I didn't want to add to any issues up here at the House with some of the ethics reform. I didn't want anything I have happening personal to play any role in any of that. So this is something being handled at my house.
I know this is a tough question to ask, but when you say personal, can you elaborate on that? Is it an affair or something like that?
Like I say, it's personal. And, you know, if it was a business issue where our campaign issue, I'd be glad to elaborate on it, but this is personal. And so that's all I will say on this issue.
Okay. Because, again, last year there were a lot of the reason why there's a lot of talk about ethics right now is because the Speaker of the House had to resign due to a personal issue. Does that give you kind of pause as you decide to do this?
I think this issue is substantially different from what there was last year, so I'll just leave it at that.
Okay. Yeah. So you're resigning immediately?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, today.
Today. Have you given your letter to Adam Crumbliss yet?
It's on the way as we speak, yes.
Okay. And are you departing from the Capitol after you're done talking with me, essentially?
I probably will, yes.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to say?
No, it's just been, there's a lot of great people that work here in this building. You know, 99.9% of the things that happen in this building are wonderful things that help Missourians. It's been awesome being a part of that. You know, one thing I would love to see in the future, the media's role to make this a better place, is to share more of the positive things that happen. I thought of a column called Across the Aisle, where you know the media goes to a Republican and says, hey, give us the name of a guy or lady across the aisle that inspires you or that you think really works hard to represent their constituents, and vice versa. You know, I've had an outpouring of support from both sides of the aisle on this personal matter, and I've made some of my best friends in my life here in the last 5 years.
The only other question I have, do you regret running for office, given that apparently there was a personal thing that caused you to resign to it, or do you feel like it was worth it?
No, I never regret running for office. I've enjoyed my time here very much. I think the opportunity to serve in the Missouri House, Missouri Senate, in any role up here in Jefferson City is an amazing opportunity. And we've got a group of great people up here from both sides of the aisle taking advantage of that opportunity to serve their constituents.